There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Transit Road. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners. Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are here on Veterans Day. Certainly want to mention to honor all of those veterans on a day like today, and a day like today where the weather is a little bit iffy and looks like it might be getting iffier as the day goes on. But, Coach, it's football weather, and you guys practiced outside today because it might very well be like this on Thursday when you play at Kent State.
Yeah, we did go outside, and though we love the Murchie Fieldhouse, and but there's times you got to kind of go out and get prepared, get ready for it. We had some players, you know, especially some of our newcomers, maybe from southern states, haven't really had to work through these type of conditions. So it's all good, and you know, in November you just never know what you're going to get, and so it's part of what we do, and it's still fun though.
But what goes into the decision? Is that something you talk about to the staff with? And you know, what goes into that decision? Whether to can you get better work inside because they aren't worried about the weather, or can you get better adjusted to what you're going to play in?
Yes, both.
Okay, both. All right. You know, so how do you decide which way to go?
And that's kind of, you know, the part is we've had the days to kind of earlier. You know, or towards last week, we got some prep days in, all inside. So now we have a chance as the weather's kind of changed to make sure that we're ready as we get closer to kickoff. And some days we split, some in, some out, and we'll continue as we look at film throughout the day and evening of what we'll do tomorrow.
He is Lance Leipold, UB football head coach. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We're going to get you ready for Thursday night's Maction debut for the Bulls when they take on Kent State. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff in Kent, Ohio at Dick Stadium. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on the CBS Sports Network. Lance, your team has won 3 games in a row. I'll say it, I hope you'll agree with me, playing your best football of the year over this 3-game stretch. We've talked so much about how dominant the defense has been, but the offense seems to be finding its groove now. Go back to that statement. Is this the best football your team has played all year?
I think holistically, you know, the last couple weeks have been. You know, with that, though, you know, we're always looking to improve and continue that. But I think to this date, the body of work in all 3 phases, I think especially at Eastern Michigan, was probably our most complete game. And now with the layoff, how do we handle that and how do we keep building upon it?
What'd you do with the layoff? How did you treat this? You know, it's 10 days off between games. I know you did a little recruiting. I know the guys had a little bit of time off, but how do you handle that? And is there always that general coach's worry that you lose a little bit of your sharpness?
There's always some coach's worry.
That's true.
When you go through those, you know, especially when you're playing what we feel is pretty well, and you want to try to keep the momentum and the routines going the best you can. You know, the interesting part of it, Paul, is through rules and other things you have to do is you have to give your players at least 1 full day off a week. And then when you look at this game, backed up by the game next Wednesday, you also have to build in your off time for things. So we went a couple days. We gave him a couple days off off the field, had a film day. Then we went out on the field for 2 days, gave him a day off, went on the field for two more, gave him Sunday off. And now we get kind of in game mode.
You mentioned that you and some of your staff did some significant recruiting during this extra time period. What kind of reaction has there been when you've been out at the high school level and recruiting, coming off the season that your team had last year, the Mackey's title, the bowl trip, coming back into a year here where you've played some really important games and you're starting to find your groove? Do you see the tangible results when you're out recruiting the next group of great bulls?
I think so. I think there's a lot of other parts that go with that as well, but most important, like you said, we've had some success on the field. I think a lot of times you don't even see that really pay dividends until a year or two after, because a lot of times decisions have been made earlier as we keep going through this recruiting process. So you get people's attention off of last season's success, and even the year before. I think we're starting to get ourselves where the consistency that we're looking for is that it makes it easier to walk into schools. I think the commitment that our administration has made towards facility improvement and those things are also known by coaches and recruits that also give us a chance to be in conversation. So holistically, those things have definitely made it. We're, you know, being here 5 years now, our staff has been pretty consistent. I think the relationships are getting better and better in the areas that we have consistently recruited. And all those things help to pay dividends for us.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. Coming up in the next couple of segments, our next segment with Coach will dive into a preview of Thursday's game against Kent State. But after that, it's big guy day here on the UB Football Insider Show, because our first interview will be with defensive tackle Eddie Wilson. Our second interview will be with offensive lineman Paul Nosworthy. I want you to tell everybody a little bit about those two guys, what you've learned about them, and how well both of them are playing right now.
And that'll be fun. Those are two pretty big guys to talk about, too.
They were fun guys to interview as well, too. What? Tell me a little bit about those guys in particular. Eddie Wilson. Start with Eddie Wilson and how well he's playing at the defensive tackle spot.
Yeah, you know, Eddie is a young man that went to Milford Academy out of high school and took a year of prep school, joined us, you know, as a mid-semester enrollee, then after the year at Milford. Really came along about this time a year ago. And, you know, and we say Eddie's a big guy. I don't even know what we list him at height-wise, but, you know, he's going to be in that 330 range.
6'4", 320.
Yeah, that 320 must have caught him at the right time. I don't know.
Before a meal here at Santora's is what you're saying.
Yes, probably, especially the all-you-can-eat pizza and knots, right? No, Eddie's a big man who's really done a great job of, and this is the time of year, I think, you know, when, you know, he gets excited about this weather, you know, but holding the point at the line of scrimmage, playing his gap well, really does a great job neutralizing the run game. Started in the conference championship last year as a true freshman. You know, as I told people, I said that's why I was really optimistic about, you know, where this defense was heading. You know, we started two true freshmen in a championship game, and you don't always see that. And Eddie is kind of one of the under-radar guys for us and has played really, really well.
All right, we'll let you hold your thoughts on talking about Paul Nosworthy until we come back in the next break. I do want to say that Eddie will talk about how much he loves this weather and how he's been taught to learn how to deal with this weather. So when we return on the UB Football Insider Show, we'll get Coach's thoughts on his senior offensive lineman, Paul Nosworthy, and we'll dive much deeper into Thursday's opponent, the Kent State Golden Flashes. We're just off and rolling here on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
You UB fans, the Bulls are running wild and the holiday herd is heading to Town Mini for the Fall Mini Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Town Mini, like the new 2020 Mini Cooper Countryman All 4 with room for your team. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Town Mini on Main Street in Williamsville, just 20 minutes from campus, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at townmini.com.
We love our town.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Oh, here's the 4K video I took on my iPhone 11.
Oh, the squirrel video?
I swear it was a bear.
Your fear looks amazing on this iPhone 11.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s, four lines, just $35 a line with qualifying trade-ins.
Video streams at 480p via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers. $30 plan plus $5 phone with autopay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel, credits may stop and remaining balance due. Contact us. Qualifying credit, service, and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $29.17 times 24. Pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
Back at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, it's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and this is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We continue to roll on to get you ready for Thursday's game against the Kent State Golden Flashes as the Bulls go for their fourth win in a row. Coach, before we dive into Kent State, I promised an opportunity for you to talk a little bit about one of our guests coming up on the show, and that's Bulls senior offensive lineman Paul Nosworthy.
Yeah, Paul's been our starting left guard now for almost three complete seasons. He was a transfer to us from Grambling State University, where he started as a true freshman. Paul's kind of been, a lot of our linemen, first of all, offensive linemen in general, as you know, are under the radar guys. But of our guys within that group, I think he's probably the one that gets mentioned the least. And that's really unfortunate because when you look at pure athleticism, his consistency of play, you know, he is near that top of the list of how he's played this year and really what he's done. It's been really, I guess, rewarding from a head coach's perspective to watch the maturation of Paul Nosworthy and really to see how much this is important to him, how he's developed, how he's kind of worked into things, and really happy for him and watching him enjoy how his senior season's going.
Yeah, Paul Nosworthy, part of a Bulls offensive line that has been incredible this year in not allowing any sacks and certainly has one of the top rushing offenses in the country. So let's transition ourselves into our Town Alfa Romeo Maserati Mini Keys to the Game, presented by Town Automotive, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. It's the Bulls and the Golden Flashes on Thursday night. Maction for the Bulls, a 7 o'clock kickoff from Dick Stadium in Kent, Ohio, that you can hear right here on ESPN 1520 and see on the CBS Sports Network. Last year, running the ball was a key in the matchup with Kent State right off the bat. I think it was the second or third play that Jarrett Patterson went about 70-plus yards. He had 187 yards rushing in that game. So to spin it back to your offensive line and Paul Nosworthy and the guys, pretty clear to see that running the ball is going to be a key for this one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked earlier about the elements today, and we don't know what they'll be on Thursday. But, you know, last year's game with Kent might have been the windiest football game that I'd been a part of, and I thought I'd been part of some really windy ones at my last stop. And that was a unique day, and the ground game was, you know, critically important in that, and Jared had a big day. And I'm sure it'll be a important component again as we get it going on Thursday night.
The Golden Flash is coming at 3-6. They are 2-3 in the MAC. They have lost three games in a row. They have struggled to stop the run all year long. They are statistically the worst ranked rushing defense in the MAC. Does that mean anything to you? Does that, you know, we look at that and say, oh, that's a huge advantage for the Bulls because of how well they run the ball. But take me a little further into that.
Well, you look at the matchups of who they've had to play in at different times, and I'm not sure if you're looking at just conference games or holistically, and if it's the...
That's the whole season.
Yeah, if
that.
It's the whole season, you're going to look at they went out and played, which ended up kind of in and out of the top 25 in Arizona State, and then they're playing really possibly two top 10 teams in the nation in Auburn and Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's going to run the ball as good as anybody in the country that's not running option football. So, I mean, they've been definitely tested, and then you throw Ohio in there, and you know, and Miami and Toledo are all going to run the ball pretty well too. So they've had they've definitely gone against some of the top rushing teams in the conference as well. So, and you know, they're going to find a way, you know, and we've talked about our ways of trying to be more balanced, because if we don't have the ability to throw the ball down the field and create some consistency, they're going to load that box up, and we'll struggle.
Is your advice to me that I should be paying more attention to the conference only statistics and things like that? And I'm actually asking because I'm curious what your answer would be.
No, I really wouldn't. I mean, it's either or to me. There's things I look at and things, but the issue in our conference is we don't play everybody, so you're not getting apples to apples anyway, so you might as well throw in some of those. But I think the, you know, some teams are, you know, obviously have a lot more challenging non-conference schedules than others, and so you got to kind of look at and what are those offenses and those things. So I don't know if there's a great answer there, but it's each and everyone. I try to look at it the best is when you play common opponents.
Sure.
How'd you do?
Yeah, and I think I've learned over my career, you have to look beyond that, because if you play Army, your rushing numbers are going to be maybe worse than if you play Washington State, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, so those kind of things come into play as
like
well.
Like I said, I think the 1 year in 2016 when we weren't, unfortunately, a very good football team, I think we were one of the, for a while there, at least first half of the season, we're the top pass defenses in the country. Well, the problem was we weren't stopping anybody on the ground.
Right.
They didn't have to throw.
Gotcha.
So those are things that kind of look at. And then, again, you throw in the other things, whether it be, you know, let alone matchups or injuries, but then you also put the weather and decisions like that. So that those things you got to keep, you know, look at the stats, but also, to me, we all have to keep an open mind on those.
Right. All right, Kent State under head coach Sean Lewis in his second year runs the similar offense to what Dino Babers ran at Bowling Green, runs at Syracuse. They call it their Falcon Fast offense. A lot of high tempo, a lot of throwing the ball around. They've gotten really good play from their quarterback, Dustin Crum. He's the reigning MAC East Offensive Player of the Week. And you made a very interesting comment about your observation about Dustin Crum and how much he's gotten better.
Yeah, I really admire this guy, and the more I've continued to watch, I know we talked about him maybe a week ago, but even watching him against Toledo, I really admire the young man. One is he didn't win the job. Coaching chain comes in, new coaches, transfer quarterback comes in. He stays there. He keeps battling. He keeps getting better, and he wins the job. And not only has he gotten – better as a thrower, he's become more complete, where he's definitely a running threat. He keeps drives alive. He can scramble. He's elusive, and all those things continues to make their team better. So, yeah, I really like him, and he's going to be a challenge, and we've got to make sure we know where he's at.
All right, that's 7 o'clock on Thursday when Lance's Bulls head to Kent, Ohio to take on the Kent State Golden Flashes, looking for 4 wins in a row, looking for the opportunity to stay in the MAC East race and to be bowl eligible. Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Bulls head coach Lance Leipold giving us the insight we need for Thursday's game against Kent State. We're going to continue continue to roll on from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Up next, we'll talk to Big Eddie Wilson, the Bulls defensive tackle. Find out why he loves the cold weather so much. That's next on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Millersport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patience.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stop. The kick
is over. At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We continue with the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We thank Coach for a couple of segments to break down the way his team is playing right now and to get you ready for Thursday night's action against the Kent State Golden Flashes. Coach talked a little bit about the outstanding play from Bulls sophomore defensive tackle Eddie Wilson. A little bit earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with a guy we affectionately call Big Eddie. Well, Eddie, let's talk a little bit first off about this season. You've started all nine games, and you play sometimes a position that can be a little bit anonymous, but all of a sudden it feels like we're mentioning Eddie Wilson's name a lot lately. What is it that, about your game that you feel like maybe you've raised at a level or two?
Oh, well, everything slowed down compared to last year, and that's when, like, I just love playing D-tackle. Everybody say offensive line is tough, but how can they be tough when you have two 300-pound-plus men trying to double-team one 300-pound-plus man? But they ain't really moving you off the ball. So I just, like, I love just holding my gap for the linebacker so they can make the plays.
It seems like you really have developed and figured out how to use your size and your strength to your advantage. Is that something that maybe through the course of last year and into this year you've gotten better at?
Yes, sir. Because, like, last year you had Justin Brandon and we had a couple other players. But, like, that was my year to really just sit. I played, but that was my year to really just sit back, watch, and learn. That's when JB set a good example for me.
How much did you learn from Justin? I mean, how much did he teach you how to play this game?
Man, like, I still remember this. He said, even when I get tired, just stay low, get off the ball. That's when I just loved how he played. Finesse, that's when – you ask anybody on the team. Last year we had a team meeting. That's when I had stood up and said, like, I look up to JB because, like, every time in the meeting room, he got plus on all his plays. That's how I wanted to be.
So as I mentioned, you know, you tend to play a position that, like you said, if everybody else is making plays, you're doing your job. But all of a sudden, Tyrese Woods and Chibuzi get the safety last week, and Tyrese with the sack, and you've had some big plays, a couple of big goal line plays. What's it like for a big D tackle to actually get a little bit of headlines like that?
It's good. It's good because you're not used to getting the love while people seeing it, like your teammates see in the film room. But like, you don't really know, like, I don't really know that people on the outside see it.
All right, we got to ask you, because one of the most fun things that we get the benefit to see when we get to the games early is the Eddie Wilson pregame ritual. I want you to describe it for everybody and tell everyone how it happened and why you do it.
Yeah, so I just go around. I go outside, take my shirt off. That's when I just take a couple laps around. I just walk around, just clear my mind, put my headphones in. That's when I really need to run and stuff. So, like, I'm already ready. I'm warmed up. So just walk around, take a couple laps, get my mind right. Or I call my mom, anything.
Shirt off is absolutely a requirement?
Yeah, no matter the weather. Like, in practice, I probably have a shirt on, but game days, I don't wear sleeves. That come from high school, from my high school position coach, Isaac Holmes. He had played at Rutgers. He said, yeah, like, even in practice, we couldn't wear sleeves. So that stood with me throughout college and high school. Well, high school and college.
All right. Now, it's going to get a little nasty here, right? I mean, as we sit here this week, you're just coming off a practice where it was rainy and snowy. I mean, that doesn't faze you?
Nah, not really. As long as the games, I don't wear no sleeves. Like, that's the sign of weakness, he told me. That just stuck throughout me.
What are you thinking about when you're making that lap around the field? Are you thinking about the game plan? Are you thinking about what you want to do? What's going through your head?
Just all the hard times I had been through. My family. That's why I call my mom sometimes, my little sisters. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, so tell everybody a little bit of what your journey has been like. What gets you here from Jersey City, New Jersey, Hoboken High School, Milford Academy, and now being the star player that you are here in Buffalo?
Yeah, it was rough growing up. You know, I have three brothers and four sisters, so I had tons of stuff. That's when I went to Hoboken High School because my brother, I had a high school right across the street from where I live. But I had went to Hoboken High School because my mom seen how my brother and my sister, they had, like, failed in high school. So she put me in another school. She said, it's not going to happen to you. I'm the youngest brother out of four. I'm the only one who graduated high school. So she took me to Hoboken, graduated high school. That's when I had a chance to play football. Originally, I was committed to Boston College. That's when some things went wrong there. I had to go to a prep school. Ended up coming to Buffalo. I had a good connection with Coach Iannello. He had coached a receiver at Notre Dame who went to my high school, so the connection was there.
It sounds as though, and we're talking about Bulls defensive tackle Eddie Wilson, that ability to say that you're the one in your family that's graduated is a real sense of pride, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm the only one who went to college. So it's just on me now. My mom called me baby boy, so I just got to do everything for her. Yeah.
320 pounds of baby boy, right?
Yeah, I'm the last son.
What made the decision to want to come here? You know, like you said, you were thinking Boston College, then you go to Milford Academy, which has sent a number of other Bulls players, you know, from there to here. What ultimately was the thought process in making this the right decision?
Well, I seen because they had the 6-6 year. That's when everyone was telling me when I came on my official visit. This our year, right? Even the strength coaches telling me. That's why it just felt right. Like, it felt like home. So.
And how quickly did you sort of fit in here? I mean, again, you were one of the few freshmen that played a lot last year. Right off the bat, did you feel like you can make a difference?
Yes, sir, because at prep school, we play all, like, college JV teams and JUCOs. We ain't play other prep schools. So, like, I got used to, like, the speed and all. It's a little different, but it felt a little bit of the same, so... Everything was just fine. Like, I like the learning pace and all was just fine to me.
All right. Last question for you, Eddie. Big one on Thursday against Kent State. Chance to keep this winning streak alive. This defense has been amazing all year long. Top 10, a couple of national categories, number one almost across the board in the MAC. From your perspective, what is it that has come together so well for this group?
We're just hungry. That's all. We want to score points ourselves. We want forced turnovers. We just need to get a ball to the offense.
All right. That's all. Pretty simple. Eddie Wilson, Bulls defensive tackle, sophomore, big guy in the middle who is making a lot of plays. Eddie, thanks for the time. Appreciate the insight, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bulls defensive tackle Eddie Wilson. Just a couple Jersey guys sitting around talking football. Eddie Wilson is actually from the same hometown that my mom is from, so we had a little connection going on there. But Eddie's playing great, and if you get to the game early, you gotta make sure you watch for the Eddie Wilson pregame circle the field ritual. It is really fun to watch. We're gonna stick with some big guys because when we come back, we're gonna talk to starting left guard Paul Nosworthy as the UB Football Insider Show continues from Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Town Mini for the Fall Mini Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Town Mini, like the new 2020 Mini Cooper Countryman All-4 with room for your team. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Town Mini on Main Street in Williamsville, just 20 minutes from campus, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at townmini.com.
We love our town.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Back at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, this is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're getting you ready for the Bulls' trip to Kent, Ohio on Thursday night to take on the Kent State Golden Flashes, a 7 o'clock kickoff right here on ESPN 1520 is where you can hear it. You can see it on the CBS Sports Network as the Bulls go for 4 wins in a row and go for their 6th win of the year, which will make them bowl eligible for the 3rd consecutive season. Maybe not coincidentally, for 3 consecutive seasons, the Bulls have gotten great play from their offensive line and great play from the left guard position by senior Paul Nosworthy. We had a chance to catch up with big number 72, Bulls senior left guard Paul Nosworthy. Well, Paul, on the eve of the opportunity for you guys to win your 4th in a row and really finish this season strong, give me a sense of how much confidence your offensive line group and this offense now is playing with.
I think now we're really rolling. Everyone's starting to really connect, and I feel like we're hitting all cylinders right now. The quarterback wide receiver connection is definitely coming along, and the O-line is definitely linking together, and the center, it's like we have a veteran group again. You know, the center is definitely, Nowinski is definitely coming into his own, and that's definitely going to be his spot for the next 4 years. So he definitely knows what he's doing now, especially after 9-10 games.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, because it was all four of you guys coming back as starters. You've been playing. I think you've got 23, 24 career starts. Mike was the new guy in there, having to fill the huge roles of Jimmy O'Hagan from last year. Have you been surprised how easily he's done that, and how much did you guys help him do that?
Well, we definitely had to help him a lot, you know, give him all the stuff that Jimmy helped us with. So now he's just taking it all in, and he's basically just doing more and more. We always see him in the watching film and just getting extra work. So he's definitely taking it and definitely trying to lead it on.
Talking with Bulls senior guard Paul Nosworth here on the UB Football Insider Show. This run game has been the constant all year long. Did you guys feel like you knew it had to be? And while that's been the constant, how much has it helped now that the passing game has kicked itself up a little bit?
Well, losing great receivers like we did last year, we knew we were going to depend a lot on our run game. So we knew we had to lock in on our run games and our assignments and stuff. But since the run game is doing so well, it definitely opened up for the pass. And we're definitely a lot of wide receivers that are coming along and definitely having a great season as the season is going on.
You know, early in the year when the passing game was trying to figure itself out, it was pretty clear that defenses were just loading up because they knew you were going to run. Sometimes it felt like there was, what, 9 guys right on the line of scrimmage. How hard is that for an offensive line, and the fact that you guys actually still were able to do some things, but how hard is that for an offensive line when the other team kind of knows what you want to do?
It's very hard. You definitely have to definitely make room for the running backs to run, because the lanes that they're trying to run in are definitely going to be smaller because there's going to be so much people coming into the box. So you definitely have to lock in more, especially with so many people in the box, because your assignments might change because someone else might come in. So you definitely have to just keep your eyes up and just be ready to play hard.
Tell me a little bit about the group as a whole. You're one of the seniors. You and Evan are kind of the leaders because you've been here the longest. But how much do you guys hang out? What do you guys talk about when you hang out? I mean, offensive line are always a bit of an unusual breed, aren't they?
Yeah, we definitely are an unusual breed. But like every day before, like every Thursday before a Saturday game, we usually go chimichangas, a little Mexican spot to eat with all of us. It's like probably 6 or 7 of us that go every Thursday. But we definitely chill, and it's definitely a good brotherhood in our room because we've been together for a long time.
Paul Nosworthy, Bulls senior guard, 22 career starts, senior out of Baldwin, New York. All right, let's talk a little bit about your journeys from Long Island, New York, to Grambling, where you first went, and then the decision to come here. What do you reflect back on what's gotten you to this point of, you know, being a senior and maybe being on the brink of having a chance to play at the next level?
Well, For me, it's just to keep going and never get discouraged and just keep pushing no matter what, because my journey, a lot of people told me I couldn't do this, I wouldn't be able to do that. So just being able to do what I'm doing right now is definitely a big goal of mine, and definitely I'm happy of my journey.
How hard was the decision? And I know there's a lot of guys in this team that have gone through a similar situation of making the decision that Grambling wasn't necessarily the right place for you and that Buffalo could be and would be the right place for you.
Yeah, definitely making that jump was definitely like a jump of faith, because you never know, coming from an SCS program to FBS, what's in store for you, you know what I mean? Because like teams could already have their O-lines for the next years and years. So you're basically taking a chance, taking a roll of dice of gambling of if you're going to play or not at the next level, especially leaving a starting position as a freshman, as I did in Grambling.
How easy was it for you to get comfortable here?
I mean, it was pretty easy. A lot of the guys made it easy for me to make the transition, and they showed me a lot of things. So it was just me basically just getting the plays right and learning the tempos and everything I need to know about the offense. But it definitely came easier than I thought it was.
When at what point, maybe was it last year, or what point did you feel like things kind of clicked for you, that you felt like you don't have to think anymore, that you're playing at your highest level?
Definitely when I stopped like relying on Evan and Jimmy for like some of the plays that I didn't know, and I started just calling the plays out to them and letting them know the next play or whatever. So definitely that's when I definitely knew that I was coming into my own.
Right. All right, you got a big one coming up on Thursday. A chance to keep that winning streak alive, a chance to stay in the race in the MAC East, bowl eligibility on the line. You had a good game as a group last year against Kent State. Jarrett Patterson had over almost 190 yards rushing. What's your thinking going into this one on Thursday?
We got to keep the running game going, and just so the pass game opens up, and we just got to keep going ahead, keep pushing ahead. Don't look back, because a lot is in store for the rest of the season. It's really in our hands.
It's offensive lineman weather now, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We love it. We love it when it's cold.
All right. Well, I'm glad somebody does, and that somebody is Paul Nosworthy. Paul, appreciate the a couple minutes of your time. It's been fun watching you continue to develop. It's been fun watching this offensive line develop. Good luck throughout these final three and maybe more games.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Paul and his buddies up front going to play a big role in helping the Bulls' number two ranked MAC rushing offense continue to move the ball in what might be a questionable weather situation on Thursday night in Kent, Ohio. When we come back, we'll get a little broad view of all the cool stuff going on across campus. Basketball, football, everything, you name it, all going on for around UB Athletics. We'll talk with Bulls Athletic Director Mark Allnut when we return on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
You're listening to the official voice of the UB Bulls, ESPN 1520, WWKB Buffalo, a radio.com sports station.
Castle keeps it clean, for a clean machine.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
UB football is fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Open Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Chick-fil-A also offers catering options, including packaged meals. Visit 1753 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. That's 1753 Walden Avenue. Chick-fil-A, home of the original chicken sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. We are getting you ready for the Bulls' next football game, which is Thursday night on the road at Kent State. Opportunity for the Bulls to win their fourth game in a row, and then a couple of home games after that to come home to. We're joined now by University at Buffalo Director of Athletics, Mark Allnut. Mark, the football guy in you, has to be happy and excited about what the team has kind of found its groove here over the last few weeks.
You know, we're playing our best football, and this is the time to do it. When you're going into November and you have that stretch, as we have, of three more games, you know, we're on a three-game winning streak. The race this year on both the East and West divisions of the MAC, I mean, it's bunched up. And what a game last week when Miami and Ohio faced off with each other, with Miami having the upset, and so now they're in first place. You know, still some work for us to do, and some things have to fall our way for us to be able to go to Detroit. But you know, our focus is, as we've had before, is just playing our best game at the particular time. And what a great opportunity to go to Kent State and continue the streak.
Yeah, there was a little frustration watching that Miami and Ohio game, just because knowing that the Bulls are playing so well right now, but yep, have kind of put themselves in a little bit of hole with mm-hmm. those two losses. And plus, it was funny, like, who you're supposed to root for?
Yeah, no, you know that's a good point, because I was looking at their future
schedules.
Or root
against in this case.
I was looking at their future schedules, like, all right, well, you know, if they lose and we in order for the Bulls to get to Detroit, obviously we have to win out the next three games, and both those teams have to lose. So one of them is going to lose, you know, last Wednesday night, and they have to get, you know, two more losses, the team that won. So Miami. So you're looking at that schedule, like, okay, gosh,
going to do a lot of rooting.
Yeah,
for
you got to
root for
Akron, Bowling Green, and everything else. So, but again, you know, for us to be, you know, where we are and have a chance to be bowl eligible if we get a win against Kent State with two more games left, I mean, that speaks volumes of this program. 3 years in a row of being bowl eligible, you know, the possibility of being back-to-back bowl participants for the first time in the Division I history of it, it's exciting.
And that's a really big deal, as you mentioned. That's never happened here before, back-to-back trips to the bowl. You know, again, you're an educated observer of football here, having played at the level that you played at the University of Missouri. You've been on teams probably like this before, where, as we talk about Miami and Ohio, those two back-to-back losses could have really been a punch in the gut for this Bulls team. What's been your observation about how Lance Leipold and his leadership and his senior captains and his players have fought back from that to be where they're at now with the position, you know, the way the Bulls are playing? It wouldn't shock me to win out.
You know, for a young team that we have there, I would say the maturity. So when you have folks like the Patterson brothers and Antonio Nunn, you know, Cal Van Treese, you know those folks that are leading the charge, along with our seniors that we have playing as well. So, you know, it speaks volumes of the leadership that we have within the team. You know, the leadership from Coach Leipold and his staff to where, yeah, you go down to that 0-2 hole. I mean, you know, you can get in the doldrums, you get in the dumps, whatever, but they've definitely responded, and they've responded well. I mean, you know, the game against Akron, but then when you look at Central Michigan, you look at Eastern Michigan, you know, both teams that were playing at a high level, you know, coming in. And as I look at it, as just observing the game itself, I'm very, very excited about, you know, both sides of the ball up front, you know, both our offensive line and our defensive front seven. You know, you look at last year, you know, we had some playmakers on defense, but statistically this defense is playing a lot better.
Oh yeah.
Best defense right now in the MAC, and for us to be playing at that high level, especially up front, in terms of you know, how we play on both sides of the ball, I mean, that's going to hopefully add to some more victories here.
Talking with the University of Buffalo Director of Athletics Mark Allnut here on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. So if a win comes on Thursday, that puts the Bulls bowl eligible. When do some of those conversations start between you and the MAC and the Bull people?
You know, we'll start those conversations this week with the Mid-American Conference folks. So there's scheduled teleconferences for the next 3 weeks. again, where that is just essentially, it's not just looking at the MAC, but overall in FBS football with where teams are in terms of being bowl eligible, where conferences are in terms of how many bowl slots they have, if they're going to be able to fill those slots, if additional bowl games might open up for teams that are eligible. So, you know, having those conversations, you know, on a weekly basis, obviously things are going to start sorting out. Things are going to kind of narrow in scope and focus. So looking forward to having those discussions.
All right. I know the other things you're looking forward to has been an incredibly busy stretch, but a fun stretch. Basketball up and running. That continues tonight with the Bulls hosting Nazareth men's team here at Alumni Arena. And then tomorrow night, Tuesday, the women's team hosts Canisius. How you budgeting all your time here between wrestling and soccer, MAC tournament play, and football and basketball?
Well, you know what? It's unfortunately, daylight savings came at the wrong time. I wish I could use that extra hour there, but I've said this so many times. I mean, I'm so proud of our student athletes and how they perform, especially this time of year where it's that transition where you have fall and winter going on the same time. So when you look at it, you know, women's basketball started their season, men's basketball tipped off their season, but also how, you know, proud of what soccer been able to do. You know, volleyball is finishing up their season strong. You know, wrestling, we had a great event in the Center of Fine Arts last Thursday, you know, against a very talented Wisconsin team. You know, we're hosting cross-country Northeast Regionals this Friday. You know, swimming and diving is out there performing. So you can just look around our department and see our kids who come into Alumni Arena on a daily basis, you know, that are so excited to put their uniform on and represent this great university and our great city of Buffalo.
All right, busy time for Mark, busy time for all Bulls fans. Lots of stuff going on. We're not quite done yet with the UB Football Insider Show, our always fun, full of it segment with John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office. He's got all the numbers and the stats you need to know. That's coming up next on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Learfield IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer.
Tropical Heating and Cooling.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Back on the UB Football Insider Show. Don't forget, as soon as we're done, this is our final segment of the show. We're rolling right into Josh Wetzel and the UB Basketball pregame show because the Bulls men's basketball team takes on Nazareth tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off at Alumni Arena. And, of course, you can hear it right here on ESPN 1520 pregame show in just a couple of minutes. As we wrap up talking football here on the Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, we bring in Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller, and our exciting Fuller of love it segment. You are full of a lot of stuff today because the way the Bulls are playing, they've given you a lot of material here to talk about a little bit. And let's start by, as we always do, a little bit of memories of the series and the matchup with the Bulls heading to Dick's Stadium in Kent, Ohio.
Yeah, well, the Bulls have had success at Dick's Stadium. They've won the last, I think, six meetings at Kent State. Last time they've lost at Kent State was 2003. They've had a lot of success down there, and Kent State is the only team in the conference that the Bulls have a winning record against. They are 9-8 all time against Kent State since joining the conference. I mean, obviously they've had success against a lot of the MAC teams over the years, but you have to realize where we started.
Sure.
It was a rough sledding there for a while, but the Bulls have always had pretty good success against Kent State, and we hope that continues on Thursday.
Well, of course, and as we talked about a couple weeks ago, you got the first ever win in Reinierson Stadium in Eastern Michigan last week, too. So that's another box you can check.
Yep. Now it goes back to Northern Illinois. The only stadium that we have not won. Husky Stadium is the only stadium that we have not, road stadium we have not won yet in the Mid-American Conference.
Right. And that might be next year or in the next 2 years, probably.
They'll be back
right?
in the rotation. Yeah, I don't know if we would. That series is back in the rotation. I don't know if we start there or start here, but we'll be playing them one of the next 2 years.
Right. There have been some fun games over the years, at Kent State, some dramatic games. 2 years ago was Drew Anderson getting the start and leading the Bulls to win. The one before that was Joe Licata with that sort of little flip pass to Matt Weiser for the winning touchdown. Right,
yeah, that was 2015. A little less, 59 seconds on the clock. The Bulls were down by six. And we were driving, and Joe Licata, a little jump pass to Matt Weiser for the win, and then like you said, 2 years ago was the Drew Anderson show. Remember the QB read rolls out and runs for 65 yards. That was a fun win too. So it's been a fun series with them. Like I said, we've played pretty well, but they've always been good games, and I hope it is again on Thursday.
See, I'm getting too old. I don't remember the specifics anymore. You still remember yard lines, time left on the clock.
Yeah,
that's what's amazing about you. Running the ball is going to be a key in this one, as it always is for the Bulls, stopping the run as well. Buffalo's defense now up to sixth in the country in stopping the run at 85 yards per game. That's probably got you diving a little bit into the books to see, where the potential might be for how high.
Yeah, what's been really impressive with the run defense is what they've been able to do lately. The last three games, they've given up a total of 101 yards total over three games. That's amazing, they've only allowed one 100-yard rusher on the season, and that was the running back from Miami, and that was kind of, they were
500.
Yeah, barely got
right?
over it. It was kind of late in the year, late in the game, when they're kind of milking the clock because they were winning the game. But the run defense has really been amazing this year, and they're going to be up for a tough test on Thursday because Kent State can really run the ball well,
yep.
And they have a good
from
running
their quarterback.
Yeah, from the quarterback,
who is their leading rusher too?
Right. So they and the way they their offense runs, that fast pace, up pace, defense is not going to give an or an offense is not going to give an opportunity for the defense to change out as much with it, which they've been very good at. So we'll see how it works on Thursday.
Talking with John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. It's our Full of It segment here on the UB Football Insider Show. Speaking of running the ball and running backs, Jarrett Patterson 5 yards away from another 1,000-yard season. How many UB backs have had 1,000 yards rushing in their first 2 years here?
Well, that would be a first. No one's ever done that in the first 2 years. The only running back that's done it in back-to-back seasons is James Starks. So if you remember, Brendan Oliver's our all-time leading rusher. He got off to a slow start his freshman year. He only ran for like 300 yards.
Rushing.
Yeah, he was slow, but Starks.
And then got hurt his junior year, so he never had the back-to-back thousands.
Correct. And then and Starks had a good freshman year, but it was a sophomore and junior years where he really started ramping it up. So he would be only the second running back, at least in the FBS there. I have to go back and look. If Willie Evans probably did it, and some of those players back in the day, Alan Bell might have done it as well. He put up some big numbers. But in the FBS era, he would only be the second running back.
All right, so that's something pretty cool that we'll certainly be watching for. 5 yards to get 1,000 for Jarrett. He is in range of moving up to seventh on UB's all-time rushing list. So right now he's eighth. Kevin Marks is ninth, and both of those guys have an amazing opportunity to blow up that career rushing list.
It's unbelievable if you really think about it. I mean, they share carries essentially, and what I think is really great about those guys is the fact that they don't They don't seem to complain about it. They seem to feed off each other to get along well. It's not like one guy is complaining because they're not getting the bulk of the carries. They play well together, and they're consummate teammates, and that's what you like to see, that selfless play.
Right. A couple of other tidbits for you. Taking a look at some of the MAC numbers. Antonio Nunn started to perk himself up into the top 10 in receiving. Taylor Riggins is right there, 1-2 in sacks. And, of course, Jarrett Patterson's third. Kevin Marks is seventh. Those are you're starting to see more of the offensive guys get some numbers.
Yeah, and I like Antonio Nunn. He can tell he and Kyle Van Treese really have a good relationship, a good connection. He has 5 touchdown passes in the last 5 games. He's been Kyle's go-to guy, so I anticipate his numbers to rise. One other number that's interesting with Taylor Riggins is, he has 3 fumble recoveries. The school record for fumble recoveries in a season is 4. So he's only 1 off the school record for fumble recovery. So,
is that another Khalil Mack stat? Or he did all the forcing, somebody else did
yeah,
the recovery.
Yeah, so this is for recovered fumbles, but Taylor's, he's been a really nice job this year on the defensive line.
All right, John, appreciate the time, appreciate the insight. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday in Kent, Ohio.
Can't wait.
John Fuller with a Full of It segment as we get you ready for Thursday, 7 o'clock kickoff, Bulls and Kent State Golden Flashes, right here on ESPN 1520, TVY's CBS Sports Network. Basketball coming up next. Josh Wetzel takes over with a basketball pregame show as the men take on Nazareth tonight, 7 o'clock at Alumni Arena. We thank you for joining us from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This has been the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.